Praise the living God.
Love Talk Radio.
Praise God. Move all blessings flow. We've been invited to be once again a guest of God in the atrium, and we said thank you, Father. And tonight we're just blessed with word by Dr. Dolores McClendon and meet she has. Can you meet me at the well? Hello, doctor. How you doing?
I'm doing very well, doctor. I am doing very well. I just want to give God some glory tonight. I praise him. I thank him. We welcome everyone to that join us here on the radio station. I mean, it has truly been a blessing. I want to say that. And it is a blessing because it is God's doing. So I'm thankful that the Lord has allowed us to come together and participate in what he's doing and give him some glory. Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen. I want to give a little testimony even before we get started because I want people to know that God, he's almighty. He's a wonderful God. He's truly wonderful, and he will do what he say he will do. My mother went into the hospital on the 1st, and so I prayed and I let go of it, and I said, hey, Lord, you got it. So, I didn't worry about it, anything. And so my sisters and brothers were there, and my sister-in-laws, and they, because she was having chest pains. So anyway, they talked about doing surgery, this and that, and so I didn't worry about it. Matter of fact, I forgot about it. You know what I'm saying? And so my sister called me. She said, well, they doing some running, some tests and everything, and in a couple hours they'll do some surgery. I said, well, okay. I said, because I'll be there once I get off work and everything, and I'm coming. Well, praise the Lord.
When I got there,
they said, well, we're releasing her. Everything's fine. And I said, goodness. I had packed my bag and got ready to stay because my sister-in-law and sister said, well, are you going to stay overnight? I said, oh, yeah, I'm going to stay overnight. I had packed my bags and everything and got there. And when I got there, they said, oh, well, we're releasing her. Everything is fine. I said, good God Almighty.
That is the kind of God we serve. Amen. Hallelujah.
Yes. I just had to tell that because it is his doing. He is so awesome and so wonderful. I mean, we have to let go and let him, because let him do what he's going to do and not worry about it. Not even worry. Amen. Just give it over to him. Yield it over to him, and he'll take care of it. And I was so, when I got there and they said that, they said, oh, well, we're finna release. I was coming to stay. Because they said, y'all was doing surgery a couple of hours. And I was like, my God, you are awesome. So I just wanted to encourage someone tonight by this testimony because it is him. It's not us, but it's him because we are joined with him. Amen?
Amen.
We're joined with him.
So, amen.
Tonight. Amen. Praise God. And tonight, because he has been ministering to me by his word and sharing some things with me, opening my eyes even more to his kingdom, his majesty, it's just awesome. So, and I wanted to share with everyone that's listening the power of the voice of God. Amen. Because this is what he was showing me, the power of his voice. When we began to speak, it's power in just the name of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. It's power. And so when he began to show me some things in tongues, man, I was just truly amazed. And we do it for all who are seeking him. That's why we was talking about last week. He said, learn of me. Come and learn of me. You know, when we're seeking him. Amen. And so it's just truly a blessing. But I want to show you some things of what he had revealed to me, and some of you he may have already revealed it to, but now is my time. Amen? Praise the Lord. So in Psalms 29, we're going to start there because this is what I want to go with tonight, because this is what he shared with me, and I'll tell you, I've been awestruck ever since. In Psalms 29, starting at verse 1, he says, give unto the Lord, O ye mighty, Give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Hallelujah. Ooh, thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Worship the Lord in the beauty of his holiness. This is a call for all to give unto the Lord honor and glory. Honor him. We need to honor him. As you said on this past week, we need to honor him. Give him some glory. The Lord is honored. He is all-powerful. He has all power and all strength in his hand. So we ought to glorify him. He said, the voice of the Lord is upon the waters. The glory of God thundereth. The Lord is upon many waters. Upon many waters, praise the Lord. He said, the voice of the Lord is powerful. Yes, it is. And we're going to talk about that in a little bit. The voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord is full of majesty. The voice of the Lord breaketh the cedars. Oh, my God. And when you hear what he's talking about, man, it's going to be amazing. And on that verse 5, he said, yea, the Lord breaketh the cedars of Lebanon. He said, yes. Make them also to skip like a cat. Yes. Lebanon and Sharon like a young unicorn. The voice of the Lord divided the flame of fire. Praise you, Jesus. Mm-hmm. The voice of the Lord shaketh the wilderness. This is the voice. Now, this is the power of the voice of the Lord. This is what we're talking about tonight. He said, the Lord shaketh the wilderness of Kadesh. The voice of the Lord maketh the hinds to cast, and discovereth the forest. And in his temple doeth everyone speak of his glory. The Lord sitteth upon the flood. Yea, the Lord sitteth king forever. The Lord will give strength unto his people. The Lord will bless his people. Amen.
Amen.
And in talking about this, when he began to show me this and talk about this, it talks about how the voice of the Lord breaketh the cedar. Yea, the Lord breaketh the cedar tree. So he said, seek me out. So when I began to seek him out, it says in Second Chronicles, he said, and they rose early in the morning and went forth into the wilderness of Tekoa, and as they went forth, Jehoshaphat stood and said, hear me, O Judah, and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem. Believe in the Lord your God, and so shall ye be established. Believe in his prophets, so shall ye prosper. When we are reading the words of God and allowing the Lord to minister through us, he wants you to believe this, because his word is true and it's powerful. So when he talks about the cedars, I got to the cedars, and I got amazed at what he was saying when he said, the voice of the Lord is upon the waters. The glory of God thundereth, and the Lord is upon many waters. And he talks about the voice of the Lord is powerful and supreme, great, and has authority, and it is sovereign. It is sovereign. The voice of the Lord is sovereign. It's supreme over all. The voice of the Lord breaketh the cedars. God said he's the reason why he's sending all of this rain, because he wants us to glorify him. A lot of people are saying it's too much rain, red foot quick, but he said it's glorifying because now he's breaking down cedars. And cedar trees are powerful. They were powerful trees back in those days because they made weapons and canoes and houses and all kinds of things out of cedar wood. The cedar wood was a popular wood for building and constructing things. Cedar wood, when you go to buy cedar things that's made of cedar, they're so expensive. And now I know the reason why. That is a powerful tree, and it grows to 120 feet. This is a tall tree. God said he's getting ready to pull down high places. High places. He said, see these people who seem to be so high, they like cedar trees. He said, hallelujah. He said, getting ready to pull them down. So as I was going about, I seen how a lot of people are talking about the rain, but this rain and the wind and the voice of God is just knocking things over. If people have gone out and seen in my area, I have seen trees where they have been shattered to pieces. I mean, just shattered. When he said, the voice of the Lord breaketh the cedars, some trees are just total pieces. Some are just laying over. So the voice of God, this is what the voice of God does when it thunders. The voice of God, it shattered those trees. Those trees, when they struck by lightning, when the thunder comes, the lightning comes, they're shattered. Some of the trees are shattered. They're just not completely out of the ground. This is just his voice. This is with his voice. The voice of the Lord is that powerful. Till it not see. This is why no man has seen or can look at God, because his voice alone is just that powerful. It's powerful, and people don't realize how powerful it is. And when he said, the voice of the Lord breaketh the cedar, just the voice of the Lord will break a cedar tree. That tall tree that is such a huge tree, such a standard tree, the voice of the Lord just break it down like it's nothing. And this is how powerful God's voice is. And if people realize how powerful the voice of God is, that's why God said he wished it known. Okay, people don't realize the power of God. They don't realize it. When I began to look out and see God's power, how he took out some of the trees struck by lightning, some was just, I mean, shattered to pieces all over the ground and everywhere. The voice of God, it is powerful. He said, the light, he said, what are you doing? He said, these are, and then he began to explain it to me. He said, these are lofty people. He said, they are so high and so mighty. He said, but God is going to bring them down. They're arrogant, they're proud. He said, but they're like a cedar tree. Nobody can get to them. He said, but I'm going to bring them down. I pray that people began to humble themselves to the mighty hand of God. Because God is going to bring you down if you stay proud, arrogant, and with a lofty look and heady. God is going to bring you down. If you bring down these cedar trees, and he's talking about man.
Yes.
What he's talking about. He's talking about man. He's not talking about trees. He's talking about man. He will bring you down. The Lord is speaking to the heart of the proud, the snobbish and arrogant people. These cedar trees, these are cedar trees. These are high and lofty people.
My God.
This is what they are. And they don't realize. See, when people are reading the Word of God, they think he's talking about this, but he used it as a symbol. Oh, hallelujah. That's why when you read this Word, people are taking it for what it is, and he's talking about something totally different. He's talking about people here because he's spiritual. He's a spirit. So it says, the voice of the Lord breaketh the cedars. Yea, the Lord breaketh the cedars of Lebanon. He said, the lofty looks of man shall be humbled, and the haughtiness of men shall be bowed down. Listen to what he's saying. He said, the Lord alone shall be exalted in that day. So while all this rain and everything is happening, and cattle and trees are falling over and everything, people are complaining. They better be praising God that they are not one of those trees that got struck by lightning and shattered to pieces.
My God. Amen.
God is speaking to the people. He is speaking now. But they are so used to complaining till they say, oh, it's too much rain. He said, praise me in this hour that I'm bringing the rain. He said, praise me. Praise me. This is what God wants us to do. He wants us to praise him. Praise him.
That's it.
Everybody is complaining. He said, but my people, He said, they know me. They see what's happening. He said, and guess what? They're giving me praise in this rain and the storm. You know? He said, they're giving me praise because I protect them, because they honor me. They know me. They know me. They know what I'm doing.
Amen.
They're giving me praise. Amen. The
Amen.
Lord is speaking to the hearted people, the proud, the smart, is the one who are complaining about his work. His great work. He's trying to show you how awesome he really is. He's trying to show you how awesome he really is. He's trying to show them. But they're too used to complaining until they say, oh, it's too much rain, too much wind, it's too much this, it's too much that. He's trying to show you how awesome he really is, and they're not paying attention. Amen. He said, for the day of the Lord of hosts shall be upon everyone that is proud and lofty, and upon everyone that is lifted up, all of them that's lifted up like a cedar tree, you better come down and start giving them some praise. Giving them some praise. Oh, you rich and wealthy and mighty people and headed, proud, arrogant, you better start giving them some praise. Give them some praise. And he shall be brought low. The Bible says he shall be brought low. For the day of the Lord of hosts shall be upon everyone that is proud and lofty, and upon everyone that is lifted up, and he shall be brought low. That's what the Bible says. He shall be brought low. Lofty. Let me tell you what lofty means. Lofty. Lofty, extending their heads high in the air, arrogantly, or condescendingly superior in manner. That's what the lofty is. And God said, come on down. Come down from here. Come down here. You're acting like a cedar tree. He said, you're so lofty. You're so proud. You're so arrogant that nobody can touch you with my word. He said, but come on down. Come down. He said, because I don't want to have to bring you down. I wish to know I would perish, because what God will do, what he will do,
wow.
He said, upon all the cedars of Lebanon that are high and lifted up, and of all the oaks of Bashan, he said, I'll bring them down. God is getting ready. The people don't understand and can't see what's happening. God is getting ready to bring some things and people down. He's getting ready to bring them down, and they don't even know it. They don't even know it. They don't even know it. They're coming down. Just like the cedars of Lebanon, they're coming down. They're too high. They're too lifted, worshiping themselves and each other. It's time for them to come down. Come down. Come down. He said, because you shall be brought low. You shall be brought low. He maketh them also to skip like a calf, he said. Lebanon is sounding like a young unicorn. The voice of the Lord divideth the flames of fire. He controls all of that. He controls it. It says, the voice of the Lord shaketh the wilderness. The Lord shaketh the wilderness of Kadesh. The voice of the Lord can be heard from north, east, south, and west. It can be heard. His thundering, his lightning, his rain, all of these things, all of this, he's showing how powerful he really is. And people say, they take it lightly. And here we are as saints of God saying, thank you, Father. Thank you for this rain. Thank you for this wind. Thank you. Thank you. Whatever you will satisfy. We'll satisfy. We thank you. We thank you. Throughout history, God has revealed his power through nature and through the flood in Genesis 6 and 9. He tells us about that. So God is revealing his power to the people, and they don't even realize it. He's revealing his power. He promises to continue to reveal his power, and this is what he's doing. And people don't realize it. He said, I want y'all to come down, come back to me, come honor me. I've done all this for you all. Come back to me. This is what he said. Come back to me. Paul urges us to understand how great God's power is in Ephesians. He said, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling,
and what his riches of his glory, of his inheritance in the saints. Paul urges us, and it says, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power to us who believe, according to the working of his mighty power. God is working his mighty power. He's working it in the earth. And only those who are connected to him can see it and understand what he's doing. Only his saints, the ones that are connected to him, can understand. He said, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him at his right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principalities and power and might and dominion, in every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come. This is awesome. It is awesome that the Lord is showing us his glory, his power, his strength, his might. He's showing us all of this. He's showing us all of this through what he's doing right now. But a many cannot see it, and they don't understand it. They cannot see it and don't understand it. He said, and had put all things under his feet and gave him to be the head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. So this is what God is trying to tell us in his word, to glorify him, to give him some honor, give him honor that is due to him. He said, the voice of the Lord is upon the water. The glory of God thundereth. The glory of God. The glory of God thundereth. That's the glory of God. The glory of God thundereth. The Lord is upon many waters. The glory of God thundereth. That is just awesome by itself. When I began to read that, and I was like, that is awesome. The glory of God thundering? Oh, my God. The voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord is full of majesty. The voice of the Lord breaketh cedars. And when you go in and you begin to look up cedars, you're going to find out that it was a lot to cedar. That's why cedar is so expensive. It was a lot to cedar trees. Back in the olden days, cedar trees, they usually grow up to 50 feet, and they can reach 100 feet in height. Cedar trees was common in the forest, and they was good and needed a lot of rain. They needed a lot of rain, and the cedar trees did. Cedar trees often lived a long time. Because the moisture of the Havasin cedar trees is relatively free of fire. They're free of fire. That's why cedar trees was used so much in that day. And cedar trees got a minty smell to them. And there's so many different kinds of cedar trees, so many different kinds. And this is a strong tree. It's a strong tree, really.
Hallelujah.
Yes, amen. Resistant of diseases. So the cedar wood, it has a very pleasant smell to it. And they use cedar wood for oils, fungus. They use it for making canoes, blankets, and fuel. And that's something I didn't know. I didn't know that they used cedar trees back then to make fuel. And so that was something interesting to find out. And I was like, wow. And you know they use cedar trees for a lot of ailments? They made a lot of oils out of cedar and used it for ailments. And so I was like, wow, good God, I didn't know that. And so when I began to study it and seek him out about it, I was like, man, that is really something. It says cedar trees can reach from 98 to 131 feet in height and around 8 feet in diameter. And I said, wow, that is really something. And but when you look it up, you find out a lot about a cedar tree. And this is when he started talking about it, I began to seek it out because I wanted to know
more about the cedar trees. But it's not just
yeah.
one kind of cedar tree. It's many kinds of cedar trees. There are many kinds of cedar trees. And so when I began to study on it and looking at it, I was like, good God Almighty, the cedar tree was it was used for a lot of things. They even used it for making weapons back in the day. Because when they talked about spears and all this, I'm like, how that? But that cedar tree, it didn't carry any diseases in those trees. And so they used them a lot for weapons. But it's so interesting and it's so beautiful when you began to understand and you began to open your spiritual eyes to what he is saying. And people don't realize how powerful the Lord is. And when I look out at the storms and the rain, and I'm like, the Lord is showing his glory, and nobody is thanking him. They said, oh, it's too much rain, it's too lightning, too much thunder, it's this, that. But we need to be praising him and thanking him for his glory.
Amen.
His glory. It does what it do. And everything he does is righteous. So we need to be saying, thank you for the rain, the wind, the storms, whatever's coming, because you're a righteous God. Because it could be a lot worse. Because we have not honored him the way we should honor him. And so when they go complaining, talking about it's too much rain and too much water and wind and storms, we should be glorifying God. Say, Lord, thank you for allowing us to see your glory. This is his glory. And people say, we don't want his glory. He said, they don't want me. It's too much. They don't even want me. They don't want me. You know, it's awesome. It is powerful. It is powerful. Yeah. And he's awesome. The voice of the Lord is awesome. Just his voice alone speaks and it thunders. That thunder is his voice. That's his voice. And if you think you can handle seeing God, that's his voice alone. That thunder. And people said, no, we don't want, it's too much of that. It's too much rain. Take your glory back. We don't want the glory. We don't want it. It's too much rain, too much wind, too much this, too much that. But I said, Father, I thank you. Because it's your glory, and thank you for allowing me to see it and experience it. Thank you for letting me know what it is. It's your glory. And I thank you for it. This is his glory. And people don't understand it. They say, well, my trees are falling. You better be thanking God that it's your tree and not you.
My God.
Thank God that it's your tree and not you. It could have been your house. It could have been your children. It could have been anything. But you better be thanking God, giving him some glory. Say, Lord, we thank you.
Thank
we
you, Father.
Always,
thank
we
you.
Haven't always been right. We haven't always been right with you. We haven't always been right. He said that when he told Noah, he said, I will never flood the earth again. You better be glad it's not a flood. You better be glad it's not a flood like in Noah's day. And they complaining. He said, give me some glory. That's all I'm asking. Give me some glory. Thank me for what I'm doing. Thank me. All y'all complain. When it's hot, you complain. When it rains, you complain. When I'm thunder, what do you want? I'm showing you my glory. This is how powerful the voice of the Lord is. He said, I'm showing it to you. I'm showing you who I am. I'm showing you. And y'all still complaining.
Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. God is so good. His mercy endures
yes,
forever.
Yes, he is good. Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Amen.
He said, for in him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead. It's in him.
Huh?
It's in him. The same power that raised Christ from the dead is available to us. But we reject it because every time he does something for us, we complain. We say, Lord, it's raining too much. The sun is shining. It's too hot. It's too cold. It's too much snow. It's too much. Everything is too much. I don't want no more of this. And he said, well, what do y'all want?
I give you everything. I give you everything, and you still reject me?
My God. Teach
us. But the Lord says the Lord will give. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Jesus. Oh, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I sit back and I say, Lord, I thank you for this rain. I cut everything off so I can listen to him.
Yes.
Right? Listen to the rain. I can listen to the thunder. I cut everything off just to hear his voice. Just to listen to him. Just to see how powerful he really is. One night I was sitting and I was listening to the wind. Do you know the wind makes a sound sometimes like somebody's talking?
Ooh.
I was listening to it and the wind was whistling. And then at first it sounded like somebody was talking. So I cut my TV off. And then all of a sudden it started whistling. I said, oh, my God. Then the trees start waving back. I said, good God, the trees are glorifying you, waving. I said, my God. And here we are complaining. I said, Lord, forgive us. Forgive us, Jesus.
Forgive us, Lord God.
Forgive us. The trees and the wind obey, he said. They give him glory. And here the people are all saying, we don't want no more rain. Lord, it needs to stop. It's too much of this. It's too much of that. He said, what do y'all want? What do you want? I'm showing you my glory. I give you everything, and y'all give me nothing. You won't even praise me. When it's raining, when it's thunder, when it's lightning, you said, Lord, I don't. It's too much. He said, but just give. All I want is some glory for my majesty. For my awesomeness, for my beauty, for my strength, for my power. I'm showing you my power, my strength. All I want is you to glorify me and say, Lord, thank you for your strength, your power. We glorify you and your power, your strength. But what? He said, y'all don't want me. Good God Almighty. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we just thank you. Thank you for the word. Thank you for the word. Thank you for the empowerment of the word. Thank you for what you've done today. And thank you, Lord. We praise you. Thank you for the word. I noticed for these days, Father, rain on top of rain on top of rain. But I told him, glorify you.
I thank you, praise you, and I love you, and I adore you.
And I magnify your name. And you're the only living God, the only one.
Yes.
And then I thank you. Yes. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father.
And Father, for someone we don't know, someone out there, in Radio Land, we're praying for the need of salvation.
Yes, Lord.
They need a healing in their body. They need a closer walk with you. We're praying for them. The name, don't even know their name. All we call them is our brother and our sister. And we believe that you can do all things. You're raising us. We had a great testimony at the beginning to start us off. When the enemy came, tried to come against the mother, she just stood on the word. Stood on the word like that tree just stood. And we just stand in your word, Father, for the cedar. We just stand, Father. Yes. We thank
you. Thank you.
We praise you. We love you. Oh, hallelujah. Father, we just say praise your name, in the name of Jesus. We just ask you tonight for the revelation of knowledge of what you would have us all to do more. May we walk closer with you. May we do what you call us to do. Not what we desire to do, what you want done. May we hear your word. May it come fine into our hearts. Keep us, Father, close to walk with you. Thank you, Father. Let us all come to know that no man is smarter than another. He's not better than each other. Let us know, Father. I want to thank you for your word. I want to thank you for your word. I want to thank you for it. I want to thank you for the word, Lord. And out of that, we have to turn. We have to turn from those idols to the only living God. And we pray that somebody will do that, Father. We pray that they will become a follower of Jesus Christ and they will receive the message tonight. We pray this night that you will bless and keep and show us the way we must go. And, Father, we know this starting off in this new adventure we're in the month of June, that it's going to be, we know it's going to be tough because we know what your word says. They that wait upon the Lord shall be new strength. We're going to renew our strength. We're going to renew our movement. Everything we're doing, we're going to renew. And for that, we just said thank you. And then, Father, tonight, we just want to say thank you. Even our afflictions and trials, we trust to you. We believe what you say. We trust you. We believe in you. And we know all things are possible. I pray this night for Dr. Dolores that you will let her down deeper, deeper, broader, broader, wider, height by height. Likewise, me, that we may see your word, that your word become more pure, purity to our souls, purity to our understanding. May we have the knowledge, Father. I pray for my grandson. I pray for my family. I pray for my wife. I pray for my son. I pray for my daughter. I pray for my son-in-law, my daughter-in-law. I pray, Father, for those in my womb. I just ask you tonight, just have mercy upon us. And then, Father, because we need you, then we're gonna take your word, Father, because the word is of God and you are the word. And we're just going to say in the name of Jesus Christ, we want to spend time helping others to see and know and understand on this radio station, moving out from point to point. I want to thank you for everything you do right now, Father, because you're doing a great work in the body. And we just want to believe that your word. And God, she opened the eyes, and someone saw the well of water, and they went and filled the bodies. Oh, hallelujah. And thank you, Father. I want to thank you, Father. Tonight's a good night. I want to praise you. Praise you. Praise you. Tonight's that night. Father, we just said thank you. Father, we just praise you. Tonight, Father, and we know we've done what you said we're going to do. We just come to you and we praise you. We bow before you. And all that you have done for us. We said thank you, Lord. We give you the praise in Jesus'
name. Thank you,
Lord.
Amen. Yes, Lord. Amen.
Well, praise God.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I just give God the glory tonight because he is an awesome God. Everything he does is righteous. Everything that he does is righteous. Everything. Everything. Mm. And while the people are complaining of the rain, the lightning, the thunder, and the this, because they think these things belong to the cat. He's showing you everything belongs to him. The lightning and all the rain, they're talking about my cattle, my house, my this, my that. He said, why don't y'all give me some glory? Because they don't know him. Then my people perish for lack of knowledge. They don't know him. So they complain about his rain. They complain about the thunder. They complain about the light. They complain about everything because they don't know him. He said, I'm showing you all my power, my strength, and you won't even give me any glory for it. And I said, my God, my God, my God, my God. But, Lord, I said, I thank you for this rain. I thank you for allowing me to know what you're doing in this hour. As it is in heaven, so it is in earth. So, and I said, Lord, I thank you for it. And I know a lot of people cannot see what's going on. That's why they complain when it rains, when it's hot, too hot. So they won't give him any glory. We have to give God some glory. We need to give him glory for his, awesome works, his awesome power, his strength, his mercy. For his mercy, his grace, everything he does in the earth is righteous. Regardless how we look at it, it is righteous. But the people don't know righteousness because they do so much wrong till they push righteousness out. So when he's showing them his awesome power by his voice, they say, oh, we don't want it. We don't want it. It's too much. It's too much.
Hey.
When they get on the public TV and announce they trying to go contrary to the word, it's too much. They're announcing they don't want him. But I said, Lord, it's going to come a day. It's going to come a day. He said, there will come a day. So there will be a day that all will worship him. All will have to bow down before him. All will have to bow down before him. They're going to have to bow down before him. All going to have to bow before him.
And we just praise him. We love him. We just thank him. You know, the more we just give him, the more we just give him, the more that he gives us to know. Now, it appears, like we said. We don't see the hand out there, but the prophet told him to go back and look again and tell me what you see. When he said, I see a finger out there. He said, go look again. To me. I see a hand. And well, the more we take God and his word in the name of Jesus Christ, the more he gives us the power to do his will. Because God is not jealous. He's jealous of those who will use his power unwisely. And he's not going to share his glory with you. He's not going to share his glory with you.
Amen.
You can use some power. See, the devil used power, but we have the inherent power of Jesus Christ. And like we said, the same power that raised Jesus Christ from the dead. Yes. Hallelujah. Look within us. The same power.
Hallelujah.
I get excited thinking about that. This thing about the power, that same voice, that same call, that same move.
Hallelujah.
And my son, rise. And Jesus got up from the grave. God Almighty.
Praise the Lord.
And Jesus, he's so good. But his mercy endures forever. And I like what you said out of that song, the Book of Psalms. And those Book of Psalms, there's so much wisdom in there.
Yes, it is.
Woo!
It's so much wisdom. And he and the Lord said, but he said, they limit me. He said, they limit me. He said, these scriptures mean so many things. He said, just because you read it now, that's not it. He said, it's got so much in it.
So much in it.
He's just scratching the surface right now. He said, but there's so much in it. If you seek me out, I'll teach you some things. I'll teach you some things. I'll show you some things. I'll let you know what's happening. So while the wicked is over here complaining, you'll be rejoicing at what's going on. That's why we can rejoice. We can rejoice with all the rain and the wind and what, because everything he does is righteous. So we can rejoice while the wicked is complaining. We can rejoice. Say, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Father. We give all the glory to you, Father. We glorify your name. We honor it right now in the name of Jesus, Father. We thank you, Father, for the rain and the wind and whatever you're doing, Lord. We thank you. We thank you, Lord. Yes, the saints of God, we thank you. We glorify you. We give you glory, Father, because we thank you. Because everything that he is doing right now, I don't care if it rains another 25 days or more, is righteous. Everything he does is righteous. It's right.
Amen.
So we need to be praising him instead of complaining. If we complain so much, those who are publicly denouncing Jesus, saying, Lord, we don't want you too much. Cut your rain off. And when I looked at the TV and I seen certain people in this status saying, oh, yes, too much, I said, look at that weird. You're getting too much. God finna bring you down like a cedar tree. He finna bring you down because you have gotten too high. You're denouncing him, and guess what? He's going to denounce you.
Yes.
He's going to bring you down. I said, oh, my God. Look at him. Look at him complaining against you.
Yes.
I said, but Lord, I give you glory.
Amen.
I give you glory. Because if it had not been for the Lord, some of us might not even would have seen this day. Amen.
That's it.
So I glorify him. I give him some glory. Lord, we thank you. Can't thank you enough for what you're doing. I love it.
Amen.
Because everything that he does is righteous. Everything he does is righteous. Everything.
Everything. Amen. Amen. And you know, as I was reading the book of Psalms one night, and the word I began to read, I think it's somewhere in the 80th or 90th somewhere, or the first 50 somewhere in there, and it says, the word says, he said, I was eye to eye with him. When he created the earth, I was there. When he swooped down and took his feet, and they said, oh my God, Jesus showed me he was there with God.
He was
in
there.
In the beginning. He
in
was
the
there.
Beginning.
He said, I stopped and says, oh my God, here's the proof. But some people, like we see, they don't want to give God the glory. The things
they don't
that
give
are
him the glory.
Don't want to give him the glory.
That's
and
right.
We take those simple things and say it. And that's what Jesus said. Now, I wrote it down in another Bible. He said, I was there the day he said, let there be, I was there. When he created the earth, I was there. When
he
I created, he said, I was there.
He
said, and I
was there.
And when I was reading the Bible says I was in his bosom. And where is his bosom? His bosom is it's right in the center where the universe is. Now, where is it at? Only God knows. But it's there.
Only God knows. But it's there.
It's there.
Amen. It's there.
I'm not trying to fight my way in. When I read this word here in the book of Psalm 119, it says these words, great are your tender mercies, O Lord. Receive me according to your judgment. God Almighty.
Yes.
God. Ah.
Yes.
Ah, Jesus. And when I was reading Psalm 120, I begin to remember, in my distress, I cried to the Lord, and he heard me. He heard me, heard me. Deliver my soul, O Lord, from lying lips, from deceitful tongue. What shall be done to you? What shall be done to you? So the question raised, my God Almighty, this God we serve, he let it point it out. He says, he points it out. He said, I'm God.
Yeah.
He said, I'm God. Yeah. Don't let nobody fool you. He said, I'm God. I'm the only true God.
Yeah.
And here's what the Bible said. For I will trust in your word and take not the word of truth utterly out of my mouth. Don't take it, Lord. Give it to me. Give me more. Give me more. Amen. And so I know the more I sit and I look back, I say, you know, it's going to come a day when we're going to have to leave these bodies.
Yes.
But when we leave these bodies, we're going to leave and go home to be with the Lord. It's a transformation.
Yes.
We're transforming from one area to another area. I call it the supernatural. Jesus.
Yes.
Nobody
hallelujah.
But hallelujah.
Yes.
Oh my. And look, as I was just reading in Psalm 50, the mighty one, God, the Lord, has spoken and called the earth. Good God, and he's the mighty one. He's spoken and called the earth. Can you imagine the earth? And they say, what you want? Good, ooh, Jesus. Oh. From the rise of the sun to the setting.
God. And he said, praise him for his mighty acts, what we've just been talking about. He said, praise him according to his excellent greatness. And this is what we were just talking about. Praise him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise him with the psaltery and the harp. Praise him with the symbol. Praise him. He wants some praise. This is what we're talking about. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord.
Praise.
He wants everything. He wants us to praise him. This is what the Lord wants. But you know what? We got those sometime people. We got they praise the Lord sometime. They praise him on Sundays or Wednesday nights or whatever. Where he said, but these type of people what they do. They can't wait till the festival is over. He said, then they go back to robbing, cheating, and stealing and from the people. Because I don't want that kind. He said, I don't want that kind of praise. I don't want. I want it to be for real. He wanted real. He don't want no. He don't want your leftovers. He don't want your leftovers.
No.
Don't bring them to him.
No, he don't want no
don't
leftovers.
Bring his leftovers. Amen.
Just
bring
jump.
Them to him.
That's
just
it.
Jump. He wants you to come and amen. Amen.
Amen.
These people wait till the festival is over. They wait till church is over. Then they go back to the dirty deeds. God said, I don't want that kind of love. When you go and read Hosea, he tell you what kind of, hey, he don't want that. He don't want your leftovers. He don't
I
want
know it.
He said, give him some praise. He wants us to praise him, to glorify him. When he's showing us his glory, he's showing us what he, how powerful his voice is, his strength, his power. And they don't want to honor him. It's, Lord, we don't want you. You're making too much noise. You're thundering, lightning,
mm-hmm.
all of that. You're tearing up our stuff. You're tearing our stuff. You're killing our cows. You're killing our horses. You're breaking down our home. We just bought this house. Brand new. We got all our new functions. We just started rebuilding. And here you come tearing it up. No, we ain't. No, we don't want you. We got all this stuff here. We got our stuff, our home, mansion. We got all of this. And here you come. We don't want you. Cut it out. Stop raining. Not knowing that our everything belongs to the Lord. Instead of saying, Lord, take some more. If you want some, you want the rest of it. Lord, because I thank you. I thank you for love. They said, Lord, we don't want you. We got too much stuff. We want you. We don't want you. Hey, cut it out. Cut it out. Don't come to call you. Cut it out. We'll meet you on Sunday. We'll meet you on Sunday now. Now, we done gave you enough. We come now on Sunday, and we've been sometime helping the poor. Sometimes, you know, Victor, they help, and we go back to doing what we're doing. Now, look, don't come till we want you because you're doing too much. You're tearing up all the stuff we got, our stuff. You're tearing it up, killing our cattle, all of that, messed up a nice home, my car. No, we don't want you. So this is what God is talking about when he said, I'll break the trees of Lebanon. I'm going to bring you down low. How low can you go? I'm gonna bring you down low, cause see you're starting to serve these idols and not me. You're starting to serve this thing and putting me aside. You say I don't want your leftovers. I don't want them. So I say tonight for the people to come down, give God some glory, start praising Him. Everything He does is righteous. Everything, even when it look out of order to you, and He's doing it. It is in order and is righteous.
Yeah.
So we got to praise Him and thank Him even more so. And like I told one lady, she said, well, I don't have this, I don't have. I said, well, praise Him anyway. The Lord, thank
anyway.
You for not, because I don't have it. Thank you, Lord. I praise you anyway. I praise you for what I don't have, because I know in due season, if
in
I just keep praising you. I keep praising you. I keep believing in you. I keep serving you in due season. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank
Hallelujah.
You,
thank you, Jesus.
He's given us so much when he's given us his love, his mercy, and his grace, when he's given us health and strength. He's given us all of that. Then he's given you adding the other stuff, house, cows, land, and then you complain.
My
God. I give you everything. I gave you your health, I gave you your strength, and then I added your house and car and all of that. And now you still don't want me? I mean, what more do you have to do? So we need to glorify him. It's a praise.
Yeah.
Amen?
Yes.
Praise
God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
God is so good.
Hallelujah.
And you know, one thing that I just come to say, to God be the glory, to God be the glory, to God be the glory. He's the only God. And one thing that I say to everybody that's listening to us that will get on the line with us, we want to thank God for you. Because we know that what we're doing He may not appear now, but we may not see you or hear you behind the scenes. But we know that Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, and the Holy Spirit is searching for those of us that are, for those of you that are out there. And tonight we just say, come to know Jesus. Come to know Jesus. May I play this song, sister?
Yes.
Can I play this song? All right, then. All right, I got one I wanted to play. And, Jesus, I just want to play this one. It's one that I just, I just get so excited.
I know it.
Oh, wait. So here's what I want to suggest. I want to listen at this one. Can you imagine? My God. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. My God. My God. My God. Can't hold it.
Hallelujah.
I can only imagine. Imagine.
Yes.
Woo! Oh! My God. Yes, please. My God. Oh, Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Yes. I can only imagine. Crazy. I can only imagine.
Yes.
My God.
Thank you, Father.
Oh, Jesus, I love you.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Bro. My God. Hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Only imagine.
Hallelujah.
My God.
Yes.
Lord Jesus. How deep. Hallelujah. Ah, Jesus. Good. I can only imagine.
Thank you, Lord.
I can only imagine. Lord.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
I can only imagine.
Yes, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
My God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes. Thank you, Lord.
Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Mama, thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Mother.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Father.
Yes, Lord.
Father, to
please. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Mother. And only imagine. Thank you, Jesus. I can only imagine. Mother. Oh, praise you. Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
God be the glory. Hallelujah. God has been so good. Hallelujah. I can only imagine. And these kind of God we serve. We just love it, man. We just say tonight, that day, we just give God the glory. And if there's anything, doctor, that you have us to say, go ahead and say it. Because we want to thank God for the time. We spent 1 hour. In God's presence.
Amen.
And
Amen.
That's the word.
Amen.
With 1 hour.
Amen.
Amen. So we just pray and we just thank everybody. We're just going to be listening and watching and praying. Anything
yes.
else you want to say?
I just thank everybody for listening. I pray somebody got something out of it. And we just keep seeking God and give God some glory. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And as I always say, I love you. I love you. I love you. Ain't nothing you can do about it. Till the next time, God bless everybody. Talk with your doctor.
God bless
Amen.
You
okay, Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you. Thank you. never would have made it. Never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all. But now I see how you were there for me, and I can say, never would have made it. Never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all. But now I see how you were there for me, and I can say, I'm stronger, I'm wiser, I'm better, much better. When I look back over all you've wanted to do, I can see that you were what I held to. All I never would have made it. Oh, I never could have made it. I never would have made it.
I'm sorry.